Estevan. A raffle and the bid items play an important role in the success of the United Way Estevan's telethon each year. The 47th annual fundraiser will take place from 8 a.m. on October 13 to 5 p.m. the following day. The entire 33-hour event will air on Access Channel 7 and will occur at the Royal Canadian Legion's Estevan branch. A quilt created by members of the Heart and Hands Quilt Guild is once again this year's raffle item. Linda Jones with the Guild said the quilt turned out beautiful, and they're very happy with it. It's striking colors. It's going to draw the people's attention, said Jones. The pattern used in the quilt is called the Dutchman's Puzzle. The quilt measures 68 inches by 68, and the colors offer shades of brown and gold. Work on the quilt began in February and it was completed about a month later. We try to use a new pattern every year. Something that's different. And different colors. We like to use different colors. Jones said the Guild continues to support the United Way because giving back to the community is a good thing and the United Way is a worthy organization. They have also created quilts for the Royal Canadian Legion's Estevan branch, the St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation's Festival of Trees, the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in Saskatoon and the Ronald McDonald House in Saskatoon. Tickets for the quilt have been available at the Estevan Farmers Market and at Henders Drugs. People can also purchase them during the telethon. The United Way is looking for bid items for the telethon. J.C. Vandermeulen with the bid item committee said they are starting to receive items, and they have commitments for more, but they could still use more donations. We're aiming for about 100, so we've got a ways to go yet, she said. Vandermeulen predicted there would be a few good bidding wars during the telethon thanks to the quality of the items. We have lots of crocheted items, a few knitted things and lots of paintings. Those are the main kinds of things we have right now, she said. The bid items play an important part in the telethon, she said. They attract viewers and get people to drop by the Legion to view the items. Of course, a lot of people like to just bid on them, she said. So, I think they bring a lot of attention to the telethon. And again, it's always just fun to showcase local talent and creativity, so there's that aspect of it, too. It's always a good financial contribution to the goal. The bid items have to be homemade. The United Way will accept gift certificates that can be used to purchase a handmade item. Many of the items they have received already are from perennial supporters, but she has also received some donations from first-time supporters. Bid items will be on display at Murray GM starting on September 22, and they will remain at the dealership until shortly before the telethon. The deadline to submit a bid item is October 10. The bid items will also be posted to a Facebook group that anyone can join. Bidding will start once the telethon begins, and people will be able to bid by phone, Facebook or by dropping by the Legion. Anyone who wants to donate a bid item can call Vandermeulen at 306-421-3900.